Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Oh, we're live.
Welcome to The Uncontested Podcast, talking Oklahoma City Thunder basketball and the wider NBA.
Sam Presti said, lower the hatch, load up the cannon, and get the tank out rolling.
Catch new episodes after each Thunder game and every Sunday night.
This is a house of learning doctors.
Follow The Uncontested on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube to catch new content as it drops.
I mean, a cat and a dog connected together?
This is Lou Dort. You're listening to The Uncontested.
What is up? Welcome to The Uncontested Podcast. Coming to you live from Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. September 22nd, Wednesday night. As gentlemen, we are less than a week away from Thunder Media Day. We're coming up rather quickly on the Thunder Blue-White scrimmage preseason basketball. It is on its way, almost here. We are brought to you by the Blue Wire Podcast Network. And I am your host for the evening, Jacob Niffen. I've got Taylor along with me tonight.
You forgot a little part of the intro.
Oh, yeah.
A new announcement.
I did forget part of the intro. This is why if you podcast, you should have notes, folks. We are also officially the podcast of the SI Thunder. Silva, what is the website called?
It is. Let me see the exact URL here. Any moment now. It's just si.com/NBA/Thunder. You can also just type Google SI Thunder. And it's the first result there.
There you
follow
go.
Them so on we Twitter are at SI Thunder. Silva's a contributor now. He actually put up his first article last week, so go and check it out. Obviously, our co-host Nick Crane is one of the I forgot what they call him at SI, but yes, one of the editors with him and Derek Parker and
Ryan Chapman.
Ryan Chapman. Yes, thank you.
And we are now the official podcast of SI Thunder, so we are super excited. You can find all of our episodes there, little write-ups about our show there, and just a fun partnership. We think it's going to pan out really well for us. We're really excited, so make sure to check out all the stuff over at SI Thunder as well. I already introduced Taylor, who corrected me. We've also got, as you guys just heard his voice, JD Silva's along tonight.
What's up? I have a new setup. Sorry if I'm looking away. You know, still figuring things out here.
So thank you guys for joining the live stream. If you listen to the podcast version of this, thanks for downloading our show, man. We really appreciate you. Hope you're having a good, probably a Thursday. You're probably listening to this on a Thursday, maybe a Friday. So we hope you're having a good Thursday or Friday if you're on the live stream. Hope you're having a good Wednesday evening. We got a lot to talk about, guys. I've been looking forward to this show all week because after my rant on last Wednesday's episode.
Which was fantastic, by the way.
Yes, it was. I'm very proud of it. Tonight, we are going to compare Thunder players to their ice cream counterparts. It's going to be a blast. Before we dive into that, though, we've had some NBA news today, gentlemen. not only today, but this week that I think is pretty interesting. I think it's only going to heat up. Let's start with kind of a random bombshell this morning, as both Shams and Woj report that Gerson Rosas, the GM of the Minnesota Timberwolves, former assistant GM of the Houston Rockets under Daryl Morey, a surprise firing today. I know that Shams just dropped an article on The Athletic.
Yep.
I have not dug into that. It literally dropped as the intro music was playing here. But the rumor floating around is that Rosas, the way he conducted business was really negative, and a rumor that he had an affair with his assistant.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, leading to...
That is unfortunate.
Yeah, leading to the split. Apparently, this affair happened back over the summer, and there's just been a lot of tension in that front office ever since. But Silva, firing your GM the week before training camp, the week before media day, right before the season starts, when you are one of the teams linked to the biggest trade candidate on the market, how do you think this affects the Minnesota Timberwolves? Obviously, they're just promoting their assistant GM as interim GM until they do a more conclusive search. Is the interim GM going to be the guy that's trying to negotiate a Ben Simmons trade? Like, how does a front office and a team that quite honestly just sucks, how do they navigate this?
Yeah, they've been bad for a long time. They had the one blip with Jimmy Butler where it was a quick first-round exit, and Cat was really bad in the playoffs. This was an important season for them. They needed to be aligned. I mean, they let Rosas, the first Latino GM that the NBA has had, already out. They let him make all the offseason moves, and then now, like you said, right before the season starts, he's gone. And in the middle of what I assume is still ongoing as far as a negotiation goes for Ben Simmons, who could really like alter the outlook of this team. And now I don't know where those conversations could be. I guess if Rosas was negotiating, now the interim GM or maybe the owner is going to have to step in and say, hey, he's gone now. So you can talk to me and we can sort something else out. That's really not great. It's a mess. Yeah. It's a mess for an organization that needed to be not a mess, so they can at least make the play-in for the first time.
Definitely. Like, as a team in Minnesota that you've missed out on the playoffs for so many years now, like you mentioned, Silva, you have to be aligned top to bottom. You have to be all rowing the boat the same direction, and that is clearly not happening. And it came as a surprise to staffers and players today as well. I mean, Kat tweeted out WTF because he didn't even know what had happened. Interesting note, though, Silva, you mentioned that Rosas was the first Latino GM in league history.
Yeah.
The guy that just got promoted to interim GM. First Indian, as far as like India, not Native American. Indian.
Awesome. I didn't know that.
GM in league history. So at least breaking down some ethnic and racial barriers there, which is kind of cool. But I think the Timberwolves would also just like to make the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. And
this just throws another wrench in their plans, but maybe it's for the best if these rumors of front office dysfunction and hostile workplace and an affair going on, maybe you just got to cut the dead weight at some point, right? And although the timing sucks, maybe it's good in the long term because you got rid of that guy.
That's true. I'm trying to remember. I want to say it was actually Jake Fisher. I know Thunder fans listening, some of them might not think too much of that just because of the rumors that dropped about Shea this past summer. But Jake does know his stuff. He did actually break a lot of this prior to Woj and Shams announcing it as well. And one thing that he mentioned is Elton Brand being a leading candidate for this job, somebody that I think the new ownership and A-Rod and whoever else his business partner is think highly of. So I found that kind of interesting as well. And if that were the case, like, you have somebody who's worked with Morey as well, like, bring him in, you would have to think that would help negotiations to a certain extent as well. So there's a lot of interesting aspects just in regards to the Ben Simmons, the whole Ben Simmons factor. But just on top of that, like, you have a player like Cat that you're trying to appease and keep around. Like, you don't want a Ben Simmons situation with Cat. And at a certain point, you have to start wondering, especially after what he tweets out. I don't think that's going to necessarily be anytime soon. But if they miss the playoffs again, like, you have to start wondering about that stuff.
How many GMs and coaches combined has Kat had in his career?
It's a good question.
It's got
to
be.
I have to look it up.
It's three GMs, and it's at least three coaches.
Yeah, it might be his fourth.
It might be four coaches.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, this would be. Yeah,
it's a lot. That's a whole lot. Yeah,
and little team success to show for it.
So, yeah, I think if this season goes kind of as we think this Minnesota season will go, I think next summer is when you see that Kat domino fall.
Yeah, really do you think something happens sooner rather than later now that Rosas is out?
I think they last the season, but if Kat decides I've got to move on, I think it comes up trade deadline / next summer.
Yeah. And you know, I just really want to play with my Kentucky Wildcat former teammate and friend, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. Actually, hey, I don't think they played together. But
they did not, but the hyphenated last names, man.
That's right.
Make it happen. Carl Anthony Towns is a hyphenated first name.
Okay.
And then Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is a hyphenated last name.
What's his face? I already forgot one of our play-by-play announcers. Isn't his last name also Chris Fisher?
Yeah, no, his last name is not hyphenated, but
no, I know, but
he just has a poor
pronounce it.
Way pronounce of pronouncing that one
correctly. Yeah. Carl Anthony Towns, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
So it's fascinating. Another thing that kind of hit the fan today was some reports about Zion Williamson in New Orleans. And apparently plans to kind of like ease him back in, and David Griffin, and how that might be going south, and will Zion stay in New Orleans? I've seen high-ranking New Orleans beat writers talking about, do you just trade Zion now for the biggest trade package in NBA history and restart it again? And as a New Orleans fan, that has to be absolutely demoralizing after the Anthony Davis stuff.
Yeah, I don't know how David Griffin comes in here. I really had high hopes for David Griffin coming in. I looked at him as a smart GM, and he has accumulated assets, but the decisions he's made with the personnel, I don't think, have lined up with Zion's goals.
Weird.
Their offseason's just wild, man.
Yeah.
Like, there was a segment in that article about, like, he personally invited Zion over and like played the piano for him. I was like, that's like, I'm rewatching Succession right now. Getting ready for season 3 coming out mid October. It's like a Logan Roy kind of thing to do. Just like, you know, I don't know. Very, very strange. But yeah, you have to wonder about Zion and some of those players. I mean, a lot of instability there, even with the draft assets and the different assets in general that they have to improve their team.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If push came to shove, would you trade every future pick the Thunder has from other teams plus their own picks for the next 4 years, picks and swaps for Zion?
No. Only because I'm just not as high on Zion as most people.
I'm with you, Silva. I kind of have been the same way. I just
are you in the Kamiar camp that he's just a fat Julius Randle?
Julius Randle.
No, I think he's incredible now. I just don't. I don't know what 29-year-old Zion looks like from a health standpoint. Is my worry.
And athleticism standpoint.
Right.
Yeah.
What does he do when his athleticism goes away? I don't know.
And is he ever going to be able to spread the floor? Jake and I have had this conversation. I think like 3 or so weeks back on a podcast. I worry about that fit as well, just in the modern NBA, which the argument is that it doesn't really matter because he's so stinking athletic and explosive, nobody can really stop him. But I just, like you said, Silva, I do worry some about that health, those knees with all that weight and explosiveness.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why do their two best players just have weird bodies?
I'd rather have like a versatile scoring, like a Jalen Green kind of type, that I think you can get in one of these upcoming drafts.
Interesting. Interesting. All right. Last thing to talk about before we get to the ice cream, which is what I'm excited for.
Madass. Was it the Lost podcast? Yes. Me and Jacob always talk about the infamous Lost podcast, but
that was the greatest podcast. That was the podcast that was going to get us signed on ESPN.
Yeah, that's right.
Had everything
gets credentialed
for us
by the Thunder. So it was not that podcast. You can actually find this one.
Yes. Sports Illustrated is ranking their top 100 players. Today they dropped ranks number 30 through number 11. And finally, a Thunder player makes the cut. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 30th ranked player per SI. He is ranked behind. 29 is Zach LaVine, 28 Drew Holiday. You guys okay with him being behind those two guys?
Behind Drew and
just behind Drew and Zach.
And
cool
Zach, I think that's fair at this point. Yes.
Silva, did we lose Silva?
Back.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, he's back.
Vanished for a minute. I don't know what happened, but I'm back.
Silva, are you okay with Zach LaVine and Drew Holiday being ranked above Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
Yes, only for the next year, I think. Zach LaVine, he hasn't had playoff performances. He is more proven in general. He did really well at Team USA, I thought. He's had a longer career, and Drew Holiday just won a championship. So I can't be too mad. I think once Shai has more.
Yeah, Zach was crazy efficient last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like really efficient. After that, mm-hmm. number 27, Jaylen Brown, 26, Chris Middleton. You guys okay with them being above Shai?
This is where it gets fun. So I think Silva was talking about this in our Slack earlier. So I'll let him discuss Jaylen Brown a little bit. I still would give the nod to Jaylen Brown above Shai, but kind of like Silva mentioned, the disclaimer and the with the previous two, I think that very likely could change after this coming season. Chris Middleton is one that like I understand, right? We've seen Chris literally win playoff games for the Bucks by himself when his teammates were struggling. Even this past championship run they had.
Mm-hmm. Chris is incredible.
But from a versatility standpoint and like what those two players being Chris and Shai can bring to the table, I don't know. It's kind of, I guess maybe kind of similar to like a Zach LaVine situation. Like if I'm drafting those players as they are right now to be on my basketball team and like a expansion draft, like I kind of like Shai above those two, but I guess as it stands right now, I understand why Chris is ranked
as
above
as
Shai
of this season. If I'm drafting for this season, I'm taking Chris and I'm taking Jaylen.
Okay.
But long term, I'm obviously taking Shai. Right. Silver, are you in the same boat as that?
Yeah, I think I'm higher on Jaylen, but I think long term, I'm still taking Shai. He's is he 2-3 years younger than Jaylen Brown? I think in the
Nope, I think we lost Silva again.
Sounds like a robot.
Yep. Yep, working on that. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Great. I don't know what you heard, but I'm definitely higher on the idea of Jaylen Brown. Long term, I'm still probably sticking with Shea because I think he's 3 years younger, maybe 2 years younger. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The other one was Chris Middleton?
Yes.
Chris yeah, is really good, man. Chris is really good. Like you said, just this year. This year, Chris Middleton, you know.
All right, 25. This is where I have a bone to pick.
Yep.
25 is Ja Morant.
Full agreement, bone to pick there. I'm it, Jacob, because we haven't let you go on yet.
I'm just taking Shea over Ja. Is incredible. Ja is a highlight reel waiting to happen. But if you want the better all-around basketball player, more efficient basketball player, you take Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. If I want somebody to be on SportsCenter top 10 for a crazy dunk, I'll take Ja. If I want somebody that's going to help me win basketball games and is a more rounded basketball player and a more efficient basketball player, I'm taking Shea.
Yeah, I agree completely. I kind of think of Ja as like a less controversial Russell Westbrook.
I think that's fair.
And because of that, there's a lot of people who just like him and are excited by him. But Shea hasn't had the state just because of the phase that the Thunder have been in. You know, Shea's second season, he's playing alongside Chris Paul, obviously isn't necessarily the main guy there. And then this past season, we all know what that's looked like. We know what this coming season is probably going to look like. Shea just hasn't had the opportunity that Ja has. I think if it were Shea in the playoffs and in that play-in game, like Ja was this past season, it's probably flip-flop. So I'm with you exactly. I just really worry about like the lack of the jumper there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He doesn't even show like some of the promise that Russ had. And I know Russ was wildly inefficient, but I mean, like, look at
Shea. Shea's just the better player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Full stop. Can do a lot more. Shea's the better player. Last thing on this top 100, but we're only looking at 30 through 11. Donovan Mitchell's at 24, behind Karl Anthony Towns, behind Bam Adebayo, behind Rudy Gobert. And I strongly disagree with that. He should be ahead of those three bigs, and it's 100%. Not close to me.
Yep.
Rudy Gobert is on his team, and Donnie Mitchell is way better than Rudy Gobert.
Way better.
Mitchell is the cornerstone of that franchise.
Yes.
I don't get I just don't really understand all the love for Gobert.
I would not have him in the top 30.
Yeah, sure. No, I agree.
See you later. Let's go to 57 or something. Like, I would not have him in the top 30.
We're going to have Jazz fans coming after us. Like, do you even watch basketball? But I'm with you guys.
I watch Rudy Gobert not be able to step 10 feet away from the basket and lose you a playoff series.
And get played off, not just one playoff series, but getting played off the floor.
I didn't see Donovan Mitchell get played off the floor.
No, couldn't score over Marcus Morris or whoever he was matched up against the Clippers.
But the advanced stats, though.
I know.
Yeah, Rudy Gobert can't score. Unless it's an alley-oop.
Yes.
And he's an elite shot blocker and rim protector, like Serge Ibaka level, as far as like deterring people from driving to the basket. But you just do what the Clippers did. Just space him out. I mean, he refused to walk out to the three-point line to contest anything in those final two Clippers games.
Yep.
And they got smoked.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very low on Rudy Gobert.
Me too. Well.
Me too.
Very low on Rudy Gobert.
I'm pretty upset at how many depoys he has, to be honest. But
yes, I think it's overrated.
What's done is done.
I think it's very overrated. All right, enough NBA-wide talk. Gentlemen, it is time. We are going to compare NBA players, not NBA players, Thunder players, to ice cream flavors. This was inspired by my rant on last week's Wednesday show. If you have not listened, you should go check it out. It was a good episode. But without further ado, let's just dive in. We did put no parameters on this as well. For those of you that are joining the live stream tonight, drop us your thoughts on the ice cream flavors, your opinions, if you think we're crazy or not. Silva, since you are the newest member of the Uncontested, the ball is in your court. I want you to choose which player are we starting with.
The scoop is in your cone, if you will.
So I know I don't want to start with Shea. I don't want to start at the top. I'm gonna float in the middle.
Okay.
See where it takes me. So I'm gonna start with Darius Bazley.
Ooh, I like it.
That's a good one to start with.
I'm gonna throw you guys a curveball immediately.
I'm ready. I like curveballs.
I think Darius Bazley, Dippin' Dots.
Ooh, okay. Tell us why. Here's tell us why.
I like that. Number choice. One,
pretty hard to find Dippin' Dots. They are very good. Yep. Pretty hard to find. Yep. Darius Baisley, good. Pretty rarely. Dippin' Dots also melt very quickly. So you're eating them. Damn, this is good. Damn, this is good. 2.5 minutes later, melted. Different product. Not consistent.
I like it. That's
short-term, short-term and a rare satisfaction from Dippin' Dots.
Okay.
I like it.
So my Darius Baisley ice cream flavor is Rocky Road.
Okay.
Because his career so far has been a pretty rocky road.
Oh, that I like that.
It's been up and down. There's been shakes. There's been injuries. There's been massive inconsistencies. I'm going Rocky Road for Darius Baisley.
I like that one a lot. I'm kind of on the same page as both of you. I did a chocolate chip, not chocolate chip cookie though, just chocolate chip ice cream.
Yeah.
It's a little more than just like a vanilla flavor, but it still needs something more to be a good flavor. And that is Darius Baisley as a player right now.
Yeah. I love that. You guys are also totally making me feel like I whiffed these other ones. I need to do some quick edits.
All right. Well, Taylor, ball is in your court. The scoop is in your cup, if you will.
Very nice.
Which player do you want to do next?
Hey, I'm just going to go with my next one. Well, I'm just going to say this one really quickly because we don't spend any time on it, and then I'll pick a real one. Charlie Brown Jr. was next on my list just because I went to the Thunder website and just listed players in the order that they had, and Charlie Brown Jr. was next based off his number. And I picked Cherry because I just don't really care to even try it.
That's fair. Yeah. That is fair. Shout out to Charlie Brown Jr. I like your hair.
Shout out.
Yeah, he does have great hair. Pretty cool. Let's see. I'm trying to find one. That's kind of in the middle, like Silva was talking about. Okay, let's do Josh Giddey. This is a fun one.
Josh Giddey, a new
Thunder player. We still aren't really sure what to expect, but we kind of have an idea in our heads. I said he is Ben and Jerry's chocolate caramel cookie dough flavor.
Ooh.
It's a new flavor. I haven't tried it yet, but it seems like something I'd really love.
Oh, I like that a lot. Okay,
I like that.
So what do you got for Josh?
Orange sherbet.
Okay. Then back in the day when I was a child, orange sherbet was my go-to. Every time I would go to Brahms, orange sherbet, single dip, waffle cone. Every time.
Yeah, that is my father-in-law. He loves Brahms sherbet. Doesn't matter what kind of sherbet.
Oh, I was strictly orange sherbet.
That's funny.
It's good. It's light. It's refreshing. It's something you don't have very often. It's new. And that's what Josh Giddey is. He's new. He's refreshing. your friends are going to be surprised if you go to Brahms or something and order orange sherbet, just like we were all surprised when the Thunder took Giddey. But you're going to be happy in the long term.
Nice. Interestingly enough, I want Dippin' Dots.
Oh, I love that.
For Josh Giddey. It's something very different and weird. There's nothing else like it. It's pretty versatile. You can get just vanilla Dippin' Dots. You can get different flavored Dippin' Dots. But it's something you don't see very often, and it's very unique. And Josh Giddey, as currently a 6'9" point guard who is going to come in the NBA as... Once he plays game one in the NBA, I think he's a top 20 passer in the league. Is that a hot take? Like, I think he will legit be a top 20 passer in the league.
I want that to be true.
Day one.
If Utah Jazz fans are still listening to this, they're probably calling us major homers for trashing Gobert and being so high and giddy, but I'm with you 100%.
Well, yeah, look at the passes.
Is proven.
Right. Both it's hands
proven at a high level already.
Off the dribble, over the head, no looks behind the back, reading to the opposite corner. I mean, this kid is. I think he's an elite level passer. Like,
yep.
There's a chance that he's not good at anything else on the basketball court, but he has one elite skill, and that is passing the ball.
Yep.
And so. Yeah. And at 6'9", at 18 years old, like there is a legitimate chance this kid ends up being 6'11". And if he is a 6'11", 225-pound point guard, I mean, he's like, that's like the savant version of Ben Simmons.
No, you're exactly right.
Yes.
A player that you can play 1 through 4, I agree completely. I think the versatility is something that sticks out to me as well. And just, we keep talking about this, but the style of play at the Thunder have kind of been leaning into, particularly this past season, and we're seeing it more so as Preston continues to build off this roster and this team moving forward around Shea. Giddey just seems to fit that to a T. And so I think that's really going to give him an opportunity to kind of showcase his talents and maybe maximize those talents as well. So I'm really excited to see what his rookie season looks like. There's going to be growing pains. We know that.
It's going to be fun. I think
there's
though.
Going to be some really fun, yeah, some impressive flashes and things that we just didn't really think he possesses. That he'll show us that he has in his bag.
Nice. All right. I'll pick the next one. I'm going to go Trey Mann.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, wait. You guys ready for Trey Mann?
It might just be you on Trey Mann because I don't think Silva or I came up with one for Trey.
I had a buzzer beater. So
okay, there you go. Okay, good, okay. Good. I don't have one for Trey, so you guys go.
My Trey Mann is cookies and cream ice cream, right? Okay. The ice cream that has like the chunks of Oreo in it.
Yeah, I have that for a player. Yeah.
Because it fills you up real fast. And yeah. Trey is going to fill the bucket up fast as hell.
That's right? Good.
He fills it up. So that's my ice cream for Trey Mann, cookies and cream. Silva, what do you got?
All right. I will counter with saying Trey Mann is birthday cake ice cream.
Ooh, okay. Why?
You know, you can get it. It's good. It's good. At some places, Brahms, I think it's pretty good. But if you have it, you know, more than once in a short period of time, you're going to get tired of it. It's too sweet. it's not super consistent. That might be Trey Mann this year. It probably will be Trey Mann this year. Really, really potent in his short stretches. You know, similar to Darius Bazley, but just way sweeter.
I think that is fair. I think that is fair. Silva, you're up. Choose a player.
Okay, let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Oh, I'm going to go with Poku.
Poku!
I went with Neapolitan.
Okay, why?
So certain parts of Neapolitan, in my opinion, are good. The vanilla, like if you're mixing the vanilla and the chocolate, that's good. Really good. But if you take the whole package, if you're going strawberry, chocolate, vanilla all at the same time, not a great mix. Right now, Poku, if you let him just be himself and you get all of his characteristics at the same time, also not a great mix. It's fun. You know, Neapolitan's a fun ice cream. Poku's a fun player. We just need to maybe take out the strawberry.
I like that. Fair. And like it, and but the good Neapolitans have the right mixture
yes.
of all those different flavors that other ice creams don't possess. And so if you can get the right Neapolitan, you have yes. one of the best ice creams.
Yeah. And you have to have all three flavors in the Neapolitan.
Yeah.
And like you have to take the good with the bad.
Yep.
That's fair. I like that.
Taylor, so, what do you got for Poku?
Mine's very much, no pun intended, but tailored to myself. I am huge in terms of chocolate. I love chocolate more than the average human. Any like flavor of chocolate, whether it's ice cream or dessert, I'm all about it. So Poku, I was doing a little research on Ben & Jerry's, and another flavor they have is chocolate therapy, which is just chocolate on chocolate and more chocolate. And I'm all about it. Never enough chocolate, and I can't wait to see more. And that's Poku. I love it. Show me
very
more.
Good. Some people in the chat dropping some opinions. This is Wash says Poku is mint chocolate chip, fresh and refreshing.
Ah,
I like
or
that.
Surprising.
Yeah.
Or fresh and surprising. Well, it's also refreshing as well.
Fair.
My Poku one. This is maybe my most off the wall one. Poku is the flash frozen liquid nitrogen ice cream rolls. Have you guys seen this?
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
They pour the cream on the yep. metal contraption that has liquid nitrogen, and yep. it flash freezes it, and it gets like super cold. And they scrape it and they roll it up, and oh. then you get like five rolls.
Yeah, I've had it.
And they put stuff like on uh-huh. it before they roll it. Yep.
Yep.
Yes. So number one, the ice cream whenever they roll it up, crazy thin and skinny. Right, fits the brand.
That's good.
Perfect. Fits the brand perfect. But you throw like some Oreos or some Reese's in there with it. You drizzle some chocolate over the top, spray some whipped cream on the top of that bitch. And it is hot and sexy and popping. That's what Poku is, right?
Also, like that method of ice cream is new. and it's kind of a new style.
Uh-huh. So it's new. It's super thin and skinny.
Kind of hard to find right now.
It's kind of hard to find, but it's sexy. It's got a lot of flash to it. It looks real, real good.
And when you get all the right mixtures of the flavors together, you've got yourself a 10 out of 10 ice cream, yeah, superstar ice cream.
You've got the goat.
Pretty high upside there with that pick.
Yeah, there you go. Pretty high upside with that ice cream.
Yes, that was my favorite one, I think, that I came
That's
up
with. That's a good one. I like that one.
I've got a few other ones that I'm pretty proud of, though. Taylor, I think it's your turn to pick a player.
All right. Let's I'm going to try and save some of these other ones. Let's go ahead and do Teo. So okay. Teo is a player that we've talked a lot about on this podcast over the past season and even more so over Summer League. He is a high floor, but kind of a low ceiling kind of player is the way that we've described it pretty consistently throughout the podcast. So I actually used one that you guys used earlier, I believe, or actually I think I just referenced it. Chocolate chip cookie dough. It's a high floor ice cream, right? Like, you know what you're going to get. You know it's going to be good, but it's not the most special flavor. Right. Like I personally would like to see like a little more like brownie chunks and maybe some hot fudge with it. And chocolate chip cookie dough doesn't have that. Teo doesn't have that hot fudge. Right. And I'm not necessarily sure he's ever going to. But what I do know is chocolate chip cookie dough is a flavor that's going to stay around forever. And Teo very well could be a point guard who stays around the league for a long time. So that's my comparison there for Teo.
That's good. Nice.
For Teo, I want French vanilla.
God, there you go again.
He's French. Vanilla for another he's player. French and he's vanilla. He's just oh, none
that's,
of that.
No, okay, good. Yeah. You added that's the good. French. I see yes. you did there.
He's from well France. So he's got the and French part already down. Mm-hmm. He's just plain Jane. Nothing's fun about him. He gets the job done. It's ice cream.
It's still ice cream. That's right.
But if I'm like, oh bro, I'm going to Brahms. It's cheat day. I'm gonna go to town on some ice cream. I'm not going to go and say, let me get that French vanilla, right? Like, give me something good.
Wait, okay. I did not know that a longtime listener and follower, This Is Wash, is from France himself. He says, in France, we don't eat too much mixture. We love the simple thing. I like it.
Oh, okay. Sorry if I offended France. This Is Wash. I definitely did not mean
to. I bet they have like excellent ice cream.
Typical Americans.
Yes. Silva, what do you got for Teo?
Well, I'll just continue to pile on Teo here. I went with just standard chocolate chip ice cream. You know, it's there for you when you need it. You know what you're getting to a T. It's super plain. It's not bad. It's ice cream. Like you guys said, I think we've all said it's ice cream during our explanation.
He's an NBA player.
It's not my first choice. And I wish it was, sexier.
Mm-hmm. I'd chocolate like somebody chip. Else to take my chocolate chip ice cream and give me some toppings for my my flash frozen nitrogen ice cream.
Trade me for something.
All right, my next one, we'll go with Derek Favors. Did you guys get a Derek Favors ice cream?
I did.
I did.
And I'll go ahead and
Derek,
say it.
Derek Favors needs to open up an ice cream shop called Derek Favors Flavors.
Oh, there you go.
Favors Flavors.
Solid. That's there solid branding.
Yeah. I just went with vanilla for Favors just because he's solid, gets the job done. Again, kind of a similar to my last one. He has been around for a while. I don't see that ending anytime soon. I just use vanilla on Favors. Yeah.
Very good. Mine for Derek Favors is a bomb pop. You guys know bomb pops? Like the red, white, and blue popsicle that you got from the ice cream man.
Mm-hmm. Pretty
Mine's
good.
A bomb pop. You have them. They're in the freezer, but you just kind of forget they're down there.
Yeah. Is that the one you push up? Or is that just like
No, those are push pops.
Okay, yeah.
The bomb pop, it looks like a spaceship.
Yeah, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So they're probably in the bottom of your freezer. You just kind of forgot that they were there. But after you dig around for a while, you find it. It's kind of how I feel about Favors. I forget he's on this roster half the time. But after I start digging in a little bit, I'm like, oh, yeah, hey, there's a bomb pop down there.
Yeah, you got to like scrape off all the extra ice because it's been there for so long.
Exactly.
I know what you mean. I went with vanilla bean for Derek Favors. I was like, well, I don't want to just choose vanilla. Vanilla bean, super plain. If you buy it once, if you sign this ice cream to a short-term contract, see you later after the next off season.
Yeah, you eat about 2/3 of it, and then it just kind of sits there, and you just want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. That's fair.
If I know someone that happens to not like ice cream, I'll probably just see if they like vanilla bean at least.
There you go. All right, Silva, you're up to choose a player.
Okay, let's see. Let's see what's cooking here. Have you gone? No, you used this. Okay, you used this before. Let's see if I can not roast one of your favorite players on the team. Ty Jerome.
Oh, no. Don't
Ty Jerome. Now, this is not a roast.
Don't do it.
This is not a roast.
Okay.
Because I love this ice cream. Not the most popular. It's really old-fashioned. We're kind of, I think of it as slow and churning. It's Rocky Road. It's okay. It's chunky. It's not super impressive. It's old-fashioned. But I think it is underrated, like Ty Jerome. I think he's very good. I think it's one that I do choose from time to time. Not super often. There's a lot of weird ingredients in it, like a marshmallow and nut combination. I don't know if that's something you always choose for your ice cream or NBA player. But
sometimes the fit's not just not right.
Right.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. For Ty Jerome, I mentioned this last week. I'm going birthday cake for Ty Jerome. It's blue. It's kind of crazy. You don't really know, like, you're like, damn, this has got some flash to it. Like, shit, I could get this French vanilla or I could get birthday cake. Like, it's flashy. It's got some sauce to it. And if there's one thing we know about Ty Jerome, my man's got sauce. He just,
I like that.
He can hoop. I'm going birthday cake.
He's got all that hot fudge on the top. He's got the sauce. I like that a lot. For Ty Jerome, I went Andy seasonal pumpkin pie concrete. I am in the mood, in the fall mood, I guess.
So you think Ty's a white woman?
White male. I'm a white woman. Here's my experience with Andy's seasonal pumpkin pie concrete. For those of you who haven't had it, it's vanilla ice cream. They literally take a piece of pumpkin pie and blend it and with each ice cream cup. It's pretty crazy and good. Definitely unconventional, right? But it's kind of inconsistent based on the location or the worker who makes it, in my opinion. But when it's good, it is good.
I like
and
that.
And that's Ty Jerome.
I like that. You guys are going to stop all your Ty Jerome slander when my man's getting 30 minutes a night and Teo is
starting shooting guard Ty Jerome.
Playing G League minutes.
I'm starting to think, based off that description, Taylor, that I am a larger Ty Jerome fan than I think.
There you go.
You're like, wait a minute.
I like that. Taylor, you are up to choose a player.
All right. We haven't done Roby yet. Do you guys have a Roby one?
I do not have a Roby.
I don't.
Okay. Well, then I'll just say this one really quick and I'll pick one we all have. Roby, I went ahead and did coffee / like mocha flavor. It's not a flavor I think I'd like, but it grew on me after I tried it. And that's Roby.
Oh, okay. I like that.
I like
how
that.
Sweet.
Very, very, very sweet. We want to save SGA. Do you guys have one for Gabe Deck?
No.
Okay. No. We won't do Gabe Deck. I had mint chocolate chip. Some people like it, but I wouldn't choose it. so let's just go ahead and do Lou Dort.
Against Dort.
I actually went with another. And for those of you who don't know, Andy's is a kind of a Midwestern chain of ice cream. Ice cream.
Andy's just does places. Ice cream as well, right?
Yep. Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Real quick, before you dive into Lou Dort, and we're talking about ice cream, we've been mentioning Brahms a lot for our foreign listeners who are not American-born. Brahms is a fast food chain in Oklahoma. It's based in Oklahoma, and it only goes out, 250 miles from their farm. So it's, very regionalized. But it's ice cream, it's dairy products. It's like a little mini grocery store inside a fast food joint.
They
got burgers and fries.
Too. Yep.
They've got chicken tenders and stuff like that.
Breakfast foods.
Yeah.
They have that little grocery biscuits. Store.
Yeah.
Small grocery store on the side.
And then we have Andy's, which is a Midwestern frozen custard place.
Kind of unconventional.
How do you guys feel about Freddy's?
Freddy's is good, but not as good as Andy's because they don't offer as many options.
Yeah, but the Freddy's steak burgers are really good.
Oh, yes, true. Good point. Sorry,
their French fries are really good.
Those skinny
good
French fries, yeah. Those are good.
Dude, I sign me
and they have some Sundays and things, too. Those are
fry sauce. which is great.
Oh, the Freddy's sauce. Yeah. I haven't eaten at Freddy's in a long time.
Yeah. Whenever I think of Freddy's,
hot dogs and things.
Yeah, and hot dogs are good too. They're on Texas toast. Whenever I think of Freddy's, I rarely ever even go there just for their frozen custard. It's like I'm going there for
a meal.
A meal.
Yeah, that's definitely a good point. Me too.
OKC Thunder on YouTube says he is from Chile, so definitely not getting most of the ice cream references. My guy, I feel like this is like the most American episode we've ever done. Just talking about how fat we are with fast food and just the plethora of ice cream flavors. Maybe we'll have to box up some Brahms ice cream and some dry ice and mail it down there to you in Chile.
We need he or she to come out to OKC, go to a Thunder game. We'll take them to all the fast food.
Hey, let me tell you something. So OU football just got a lot of new
NIL.
No, like places in the stands that are like new food places. Yeah. Hmm. I think including Nashbird is maybe in OU's football field now.
That's cool.
If the Thunder got Brahms inside the arena, bro, shut it down. I would need to take out a loan. I would be eating so many chicken club sandwiches and mixes at the basketball games. It would be ridiculous.
That's awesome.
So, okay, sorry. Lou Gens Dort.
So Andy's has this thing called the jackhammer. So you get your choice of your concrete. Just prepare yourselves. Which is basically you pick your ice cream flavor, either vanilla or chocolate. You can do a concrete, which means you can mix in like cookie dough or like candy bars, something like that. And then they drill a little hole in the middle and they fill it with a filling. So when I go, I mentioned my love for chocolate. I do a chocolate jackhammer with hot fudge in the middle. So it's chocolate. I usually do like cookie dough for the concrete. And I do a bunch of hot fudge in the middle, which is a ton of chocolate, as you guys can imagine. It's maybe too rich for some, but it's my absolute favorite. I feel like Russell Westbrook fits in that mold as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can only imagine going through a drive-thru and saying, can I get jackhammered?
Sir, that's illegal.
Silva, what do you got for Lou?
I have one of my favorite ice creams. It's Brahms, first of all. And it is simply their butter pecan ice cream.
Ah,
okay, Grandma.
That is a good choice.
Is that unpopular?
No,
like that.
I think they're
butter pecan. I feel like butter pecan is what all old people like.
Yes.
Well, I've been old since I was like 10 years old, so love it. It's like you said, you know, it is old fashioned. It is it's an ice cream for the grinders among us, and that's exactly what Lou Gens Dort is.
All right, I also went Brahms for Lou, but I went a Brahms banana split. The thing is a damn meal.
It is.
It's not some light, fluffy, cute little Andy's jackhammer. The dogs very much agree with me.
What the dog Brahms, doing?
Play it one more time.
Come on, baby.
What the dog doing?
I can do that now.
That's incredible. The Brahms banana split is a whole ass meal. You don't get just a little bit of something. You get some thick old bananas, a metric crap ton of ice cream, some hot fudge on the top, that whipped cream with the cherry. You can't get through a Brahms banana split, and you cannot get through Lou Dort. It's thick, it's big, it's heavy, and it's good.
I like
That's what I got for Lou. That's what I got for Lou.
Thick and good.
All right, gentlemen. Are we on to Shea Gilgeous-Alexander? Is that where we're at?
I believe so.
Let me drop two really quick. Kenneth Williams, I went with the peanut butter cup ice cream. Maybe even a mix.
Oh,
peanut
yeah, there you mix. Go.
Really good.
I have
really,
one, Kenrich.
I was trying to find something very aggressive, some very aggressive ice cream for
that's
Kenrich.
Good.
I couldn't think of anything, though.
I like that route. I like that route better than what I went with. I went with the Tonight Dough, which is a Ben & Jerry's ice cream. It has like peanut butter chunks and like some chocolate chunks and things. Like there's some things I like in there, some things I wasn't really sure about. So I wasn't really sure what to expect when I tried it, but I was pleasantly surprised. And that was Kenrich. Right. I wasn't really sure what to expect.
You guys have any other fringe Thunder players out there that you need to get some flavors out on before we do Shea?
I went with the JRE. Go Muscala. I'm curious to see what you put there, actually.
Cookies and cream. He provides a little more than just vanilla.
I did that too.
Yeah. Okay,
for Muscala?
All right.
Yep.
Nice.
Perfect. Yeah, I think that's all I got.
So what'd you get for Jeremiah Robinson?
I gave JRE a little bit of mint chocolate chip. He's not as boring as regular chocolate chip. He has a little bit extra something there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's fundamental.
I went with chocolate on JRE. I forgot about that. I went chocolate because he seems like a solid choice, but I just need to see more.
Oh, that's
okay.
Good.
Okay.
Yep.
Moment of truth, guys. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
It is.
You ready? I will go first on Shea. I'm very proud of this one.
It's going to be a wild ride.
For Shea, I have maple gelato. Maple for the Canada roots, obviously. Yes.
Well done.
Gelato is smooth, very creamy, and it's very low in calories. There's no empty calories in gelato.
Mm-hmm.
Shea, his game is so smooth. You don't see Shea throwing down crazy dunks. Shea is the guy throwing down the reverse finger roll, kiss off the glass, the floater, the triple behind the back dribble, sidestep three, just smooth as can be, as cool as the other side of the pillow. But there's no extra calories in there. It's not like watching a guy like, you know, I don't know. Take your pick of guys that just like
Dion Waiters
or D'Angelo Russell is one that jumps to my mind. Just an empty calories guy. He puts up stats, but what is it doing for your team? Shea, super smooth, super efficient, right? He's not killing possessions. He's not taking up all these extra calories, all these extra touches in the game. He's got that maple touch and he's efficient and he's getting the job done. You don't need a lot of it, because a little bit gets you exactly where you want to go.
That's good. I don't think I've had that. I would try that. I like gelato a lot.
I've only had gelato a few times, but it is very good. Very good. Creamy.
Very good.
Taylor, what do you got for Shea?
I went cake batter ice cream. That's like one of the best ice creams. If I'm going to, you mentioned, Cold Stone Creamery on the last podcast, Jacob. That kind of inspired all of this.
Like it, like if I'm love going it, there, gotta have it.
Something similar that we used to have one growing up called Maggie Moo's. The cake batter is like always my base of choice. It's just like super rich. It's very smooth, like you mentioned.
Shea, super rich. You just signed that extension.
Hey, cake, right? Reason to celebrate. And then I actually, but still has some room for growth. Right? Like you can add stuff to that to just get like this elite ice cream, right? If you want to add some like Twix in there, like Cold Stone Creamery has, or maybe some hot fudge, like we talked about. Shea still has room for all of that. And I think we're going to see it. But you know what? Like if I'm pulling away from Cold Stone Creamery with nothing more than just a cake batter ice cream and a cone, I'm pretty stinking happy.
You're doing pretty good.
So what do you got for Shea?
Cake batter is good. Oh, I have my favorite ice cream, period. It is Ben & Jerry's Americone Dream.
Oh, there you go. I thought about that one.
I don't know what this is. Flavor. Describe it to us. Good.
The description is vanilla ice cream with fudge-covered waffle cone pieces and a caramel swirl. It is something that I always tell myself I will not eat in one sitting because it comes in a pint.
Yep.
I'm like, I'll eat half now, I'll eat half later. And it just never gets old. There's a lot of variety as you're eating it. You get so many good characteristics within the ice cream. You get the sweetness of the caramel and the vanilla. Every once in a while, you'll stumble upon a piece of waffle that's chocolate covered, and it's a little bit salty.
That's that very step good back three-pointer.
That's the step back three-pointer. I was like, Shea is wonderful. He's our best player, one of my favorite players. Let's just give him the Americone.
Beautiful.
I love it. I love it. So that's your favorite ice cream of all time, Silva?
I have issues with all time lists in general, but if you tell me to pick, I'm probably choosing Ben & Jerry's Americone Dream or like the cookies and cream from Capitals downtown.
Ooh. Okay.
Taylor, do you have a favorite ice cream of all time?
Yeah, mine's the, at least one that I've had like that I can get regularly is the chocolate jackhammer that I mentioned from Andy's.
Okay. Our buddy from Chile is saying the variety of ice creams you guys have is beyond my imagination.
Probably that's America, baby.
Bastards.
Capitalism breeds innovation, baby.
My favorite ice cream. This is kind of basic and bland, but this is just my go-to. I'm a creature of habit.
Yep.
Right? I am very much a creature of habit. My go-to always, Brahms mix, vanilla Froyo with Oreos.
Oh.
Yeah. It's what I'm going every time.
Yep.
Classic staple. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's classic. It's simple, but it's so, so good.
It's really good. Wow.
I love it. Well, gentlemen, this was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
We got some good ice cream flavors. Any thoughts before we leave, considering that come Monday, we have NBA Media Day for the Oklahoma City Thunder?
That is wild to me. It's come up faster than I think I expected, but I'm really excited. Unlike some teams, I think the Thunder are going to have a pretty tame media day overall. Going to be some fun things to break down. Maybe we'll get lucky and be able to have a little audio on the podcast. We'll see, since a lot of it's virtual. But yeah, it just seems crazy. We're already to that point. Maybe we can all do something for preseason.
Yeah, well, you will definitely be bringing you guys preseason coverage, scrimmage coverage, all that kind of stuff. We're super excited for it. So, well, with that said, I think that's all we got for today, guys. If you joined the live stream tonight, thank you so much for hopping on and talking ice cream with us. Shout out to Chile for your lack of ice cream flavors. We're going to send you some Brahms. So hit our DMs. We'll hook you up, man. If you listen to the podcast version of this, thanks for downloading our show. We really appreciate you. We hope you enjoyed what you heard. We've been scrambling for content, so ice cream flavors is something we were excited about. But actual basketball talk coming up as we get into the preseason. So please stay with us. We do a post-game show after every Thunder game, preseason and regular season. And then once the season starts, we will be back to our Sunday night live stream show. And then after that, just post-game shows. So make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Hit that 5-star rating button while you're there. That would mean a ton to us. Have a great rest of your week. If you're in Oklahoma, enjoy that cool weather, man. Fall is here. Hoodie season.
I love it.
We will talk with you guys again Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Time on the live streams. Make sure to join us. Until then, and as always, Thunder up.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.